All right, everybody, a happy, hot, heated hump day to you. It is a John DiBella Show daily podcast for this May 2nd in 2018. Dave here, all the best stuff from today's show. We started things out by addressing a disappointing loss in the Phillies sports world. And no, I'm not talking about the Sixers. We had an interesting poll for the audience today involving a found suitcase with $1 million in it. John shared some fun facts about The Rock. And we continued our newfound tradition of Long Song Wednesday with our Wheel of Fate to play a song that may delight you but annoy our boss. And speaking of music, Gary Hoey, the guitarist virtuoso, he was on the show today, not in studio, but he still brought his guitar along with him, just like we like it. And the mayor of Dogville wrapped up. And we forgot to announce the winner. So hopefully you tuned into Debbie's show. I know John's going to pop in there and let the masses know who is the mayor of Dogville. We'll also throw something up there on our social media, I'm sure, at some point today. Sorry to not announce the winner, even though the winner themselves probably doesn't even realize. But here you go, folks. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
Let's talk about last night. Were you the Beasley Bulldogs or the Beasley Bombers last
we're
night?
We're always the Bulldogs.
Right, right, right.
But we bombed last night.
Okay, so you were the Bombers last night.
Well, no. No. We got our asses smashed down last night.
Oh, I thought you were bombing homers.
No, not good.
Really? Clunker.
How bad was the best ball game last night?
I don't even know what the score was.
It was that bad.
He stopped keeping track?
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Damn. Were you guys wasted? I know you bring beer to the games.
It wasn't good. It was just bad.
Okay.
Overall bad.
No, it was hot. Blame the weather.
Terrible. Yeah, everybody's minds were somewhere else yesterday.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
So I've got a question for you. Speaking of voting, all right, is there either or?
All right.
A would you rather kind of question. You're walking in a forest. You're walking along, and all of a sudden you see this black suitcase. You open the suitcase up. There's $1 million in it and a bloody note that says, don't.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you take the suitcase or do you leave it there?
Oh, man.
I'm not a millionaire. Yes, I will continue to go along with my lowly life of not having $1 million because I am not picking it up.
I feel like I might have before I had my kid, but now I have to be the responsible adult and so not do something stupid out of a horror movie.
So you're going to leave it there as
well? Yeah, I think so. All right, probably on a trail cam anyway.
We'll make it an instant text, Paul. Text one for take it and two for leave it to MGK, MGK.
What about you? You snatching it?
I don't have long to live.
Be a fun rest of your life.
Good job.
Getting tracked down and murdered.
So, I'm taking it. All right, so you're walking in the forest. You see this black suitcase. It holds $1 million and a bloody note that just says one word, don't. Do you take it? Text one. Do you leave it? Text two to MGK, MGK. Cindy, So if you were in that situation, you're walking through the woods, you find a black suitcase, inside it there's $1 million and a bloody piece of paper that says one word, don't. Do you take the suitcase or do you leave it?
I'm going to assume that the person was in the middle of writing, don't leave this suitcase behind, and then they died, and I'm going to take it.
Well, let's go to the instant text poll.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says.
According to our instant survey, 58% of our listeners, 58% of our respondents are saying exactly what Cindy's saying.
Wow.
I'm taking the money.
Oh, great. There go our ratings. It's nice knowing you.
All right, bye.
The John DiBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
Today is The Rock's birthday. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Right? It's his birthday. How old do you think he is?
46.
Wow, right on the
nose.
Yeah! Right
nice,
on the,
Steve.
Right on, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Just had a
super
baby
fan.
Shot, right?
I'm walking out of the Avengers movie the other day, and don't I immediately walk into yet another Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie poster?
Dude,
for
everywhere.
Box office gold.
It's like I think the new one's called High Rise. And you know, more than likely, it's a big building falling down, and he's saving everybody. What do you think? You think I worked that out?
Probably.
Sounds legit.
Although I'm a huge fan. I mean, I've got a picture of him and me here in the studio. Right, just a great guy.
Yep.
An absolutely great guy. I believe his biceps have their own agent, as a matter of fact. All right.
Wouldn't doubt it.
I like that scene in Rampage when he goes, just you know, give in to the bicep. Just give in to the bicep. But with it being his birthday, I thought maybe I would come up with some interesting facts about Dwayne the Rock Johnson that you may not know.
Some fun facts,
so,
cool.
And you know, and he's not a guy that you can find a lot about. So this time around, I really only have five interesting facts about Dwayne the Rock Johnson. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Number five, he's living proof that your master's degree in theater is pointless.
That's true.
Okay. Number four, he's bilingual. He speaks both English and Vin Diesel. All right. The only person to ever beat him in arm wrestling, Michelle Obama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, right. He's the proud member of the racially ambiguous celebrity club, along with Rosario Dawson, Bruno Mars, and Keanu Reeves.
What? Keanu?
Native American, I think.
Right. And the number one fact about Dwayne The Rock Johnson that you should know is, in the time it took me to read this list, he starred in six more movies.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So today, when I get home, we should have the new Wheel of Long Songs.
Cool.
I ordered a new Wheel of Long Songs. This one's gigantic, and we just don't have the time to put a song in every slot. The next one we get is a little smaller. It's got 24 slots on it. We'll put 24 different songs on the Wheel of Long Songs.
Awesome.
You know, and then whatever song comes up. But because this one's so big, we just put it into four quadrants. You got your Jethro Tull, The Who, Golden Earring, and CSN. You got your Jethro Tull. There's an expression.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it landed on in the tease, actually, online.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it landing on Jethro Tull. I got a good plan for Jethro Tull this morning.
Right.
Got a good song pick for Jethro Tull. So you still have time to get some wagering in. If you want to go with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Jethro Tull, The Who, or Golden Earring, just text it on into us here at MGK. And if you are in the group that has picked the right band, then we will bestow a prize of some kind on you. So are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's spin. I got to hold this in place because we're going to give it a really good spin.
Yeah.
Let's bring the mic over here. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a big wheel. You got to put your back into it.
You do.
Tall. Is it tall? Oh, it is. It is. That thing waited?
No, it's not dull. I was really hoping it was going to happen, and it did happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, Long Song Wednesday starts with... Yes! A couple of creepies there. You got Lola and Uncle Lung. Our congratulations to Rita Audia from South Philadelphia because she picked Jethro Tull. So we'll send her a John DiBella Show prize pack. And as I said, if there's a song you want to hear, because next week we'll be able to fill the wheel with songs instead of just bands, right? Of course we still got Golden Earring. We still got a lot of people asking for some Yes tunes. Here's one for Elton John's Funeral for a Friend. Love's Lies Bleeding. Oh, that'd be a fun one. That's like 11 minutes right there, right? You know, you got, of course, you have Yes, right? You know, where, you know, the only band to ever put out a double album that only had five songs on it. Right? You know, you got a lot of long
Let
stuff.
Me ask you this. Will Rush's 2112 make it on? I think it's 20 minutes.
Is it 20? No, it won't. Right, I want to play long songs, not concerts.
You still have to get Cindy in the mix.
Right, you know, so yeah, we gotta get Cindy in there. She gotta do her traffic and all that stuff. Right, you know, so right,
20 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh, good, it's a sitcom.
The John DiBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9. MGK.
All right, so the weather's getting nicer. We don't want to confuse you at all, so there's going to be no ho-ho-hoeying going on this morning. Gary Hoey is playing at Havana in New Hope this Saturday. Tickets available through HavanaNewHope.com, and he's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am doing really well. I want you to know how much we're going out of our way to put you on the air this morning, because the Sixers are in Boston, and you guys got away with the first game. We were rusty at best. We had 6 days off sitting around watching you guys kind of limp through your first round.
Right.
So it's a lot for us to put you on the air right now, but because you're a dear friend, we'll let it slide.
I know, John. I thank you so much, brother. You know, that's why I moved to New Hampshire, because I don't even want to say I'm from Boston anymore. It's getting me in trouble most of the time.
You know, I never really ask you guitar questions because sometimes they're too much for non-guitarists to understand. Steve.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to ask you a couple of things that most people would understand. What's the most difficult guitar song to play?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question, because some songs are difficult for different reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, you know, to play a fast piece can take a long time. It can be difficult because it's you know, takes a lot of dexterity and a lot of speed. And then there's stuff like that was, for me, at least as a kid, it was difficult to learn, like, is when I learned, like, Little Wing by Hendrix.
Right.
Because it had so many chord voicings and all these different things that you have to play. And my biggest hit was Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Right, right.
Which still to this day, I mean, I have an acoustic guitar here, but, you know, even playing like... You know, it's 176 beats per minute. So that, to me, when you get up to the old, you know, you're like, you got to really push, you got to push the pedal down. And then you get something like Hendrix where you get all that, you know, it's like that. Yeah, all those chords, those take a while.
I never knew you attempted to play with Ozzy when he was looking for a guitarist, and I'm sorry to say, and you lost out to Zakk Wylde?
I did, man. I tried out for Ozzy back in the day in the late 80s, and, you know, I got to tell you, I was a huge Black Sabbath fan growing up. I mean, they were one of my favorite bands, so it was a real dream come true, and I ended up getting, you know, an audition out in L.A., and, you know, I got to tell you, even though I did not get the gig, I think Zakk was, you know, he was like a perfect guy for the gig.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy was, you know, the one that gave me the confidence to think that I could make it as a guitar player, and he said to me in his jumbled, you know, he said, you should move to L.A. And I did, and I found a manager, and I signed with Warner Brothers Records, and, you know, now I've been feeding my kids in rock and roll for 25 years.
Speaking of L.A., there's this thing that we do, and we haven't done it in a while, and we've never done it with you. It's the Fast Five. All right, I'm going to ask you five either-or questions, and you got to pick one or the other.
Okay.
California sun or New Hampshire snow?
Oh, I'll take Cali sun.
Okay. The Ventures or Dick Dale and the Deltones?
Dick Dale's a good friend. I have to go with Dick.
Pedals or plugins?
Pedals all the way.
Clapton or Page?
I'm going Clapton.
All right. Mean Mr. Grinch or Hocus Pocus?
I'm going Hocus Pocus.
Wow. Yeah, well, that one, I mean, that skyrocketed for him in the charts.
So, yeah. That was the quickest answering we've ever experienced.
Right. Celtics or Patriots?
I'm going Pat.
Hang up on him. Well.
We already did.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Well, Gary Hoey will be at Havana and New Hope this coming Saturday.
I want to remind people, too, it is going to be Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. I can't wait.
I'm so jealous of that as a drummer.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.